The biggest battle that we will ever have to face is the battle between you and you. It's the battle of taking your mind to that limit and then breaking through. On the Mindful Experiment podcast, we will be interviewing individuals who have done that, who have gone through the struggles, who have tried to create a reality in all that they could. And when all the odds were against them, they made the impossible possible. I'm your host, Dr. Vic Manzo, and I want to thank you for being on the podcast and taking this journey with me as we go through and discover different avenues to break through those limits, different avenues to help you expand your reality so that you can evolve into the person that you desire to be. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
Hey guys, and welcome to another episode of the Mindful Experiment, Discovering Your Infinite Potential. This is your host, Dr. Vic Manzo, and I'm excited to have you on. Today we're talking about meditation. Now, in my chiropractic office, I highly, highly advise my patients to meditate, do some form of meditation. I try to make it simple as just using guided meditation. Sometimes we'll dive into more advanced techniques, but overall, it is a big part of my practice that I recommend for people, because in this day and age, our minds are so racing and there's so much going on within our mindsets. We're just go, 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 technology, always activating the mind, and we're always keeping it active, and we never take a moment just to slow it down, rest it. Just unwind, debrief, disconnect, and just reconnect back with yourself. And this is why I am a huge advocate of meditation. The science alone backs it up. It's been utilized for thousands of years, many different forms. And in today's, basically in this episode, I want to just talk a little bit about the history of where meditation comes from. Well, I want to dive into many different forms of meditation. And then also at the end, I want to just chat a little bit about what are some of the benefits behind it and why you want to incorporate this in your lifestyle. Not something to do every once in a while, but something to do consistently every single day. As I'm doing this recording, I have meditated now for over almost a year straight. And I'm not going to stop. It's part of my lifestyle now. I feel weird if I don't meditate, and my day is totally off if I am not meditate, if I didn't meditate for that day. So I wanted to, you know, when we dive into some of the history behind meditation, I first want to let you know that meditation really is just like prayer. Prayer is meditation. Meditation is prayer. And I'll dive more into this in a little bit. So it actually goes even farther back if you start looking at prayers and how long prayers have been around. Again, we're talking a couple thousand years minimum. But meditation, it really comes from the Latin root meaning meditatum, which means to ponder. And so you may say to yourself, to ponder, wait a minute. And it's been documented back, it was a step-by-step process that goes back to the 12th century monk Guido number two, the second. But exactly, nobody knows really when it happens. And like I said, when you start to look at prayer with meditation, it's the same thing, just different format. That starts to go even further back. So it's been utilized for thousands of years. There's ancient prehistoric times where older civilizations used to use like repetitive and rhythmic chants that they offered to the gods, which was another type of meditation. They even said there was some hunters who went out hunting all day. After the long day, they would just sit down and stare at the fire. And as they did that, they would enter into like a trance-like state. And some have even gone even further back to go than say the spending time in the dark caves. The cavemen would slip into altered states of consciousness when they did that. So it's been around for a while, guys. It's not something that's just brand new. I mean, it's really well known in Hinduism and Buddhism. And it's something that can drastically benefit us. But now, in this day and age, we're starting to see now the science starting to come, and people are testing Buddhist monks who can really meditate for long periods of time. And what does that mean? And looking at how does it affect the body, the physiological aspects, the brain, the mind, and so much more things. And it is unbelievable with the science and results that are coming through. And this is one of the amazing things that it's starting to evolve and become more popular and hearing celebrities talk about it more and just so much more. So I'm a big fan of meditation. I have practiced many different forms and I continue to learn new ones and more and continue to work on it because it's a practice, it's a lifestyle. And truthfully for me, meditation does many different things, but if I had to nail it down to three reasons why I meditate on a daily basis, one is the connection with myself. It's the most important thing I can ever do. Connecting with yourself is the most crucial thing you can ever do in your life because the stronger the connection you have with yourself, the stronger the connection you'll have with anything outside of yourself. Again, the stronger the connection you have with yourself, is the stronger the connections you'll have outside of yourself. And so when we look at the different aspects when it comes to meditation and so forth, it's really the connection part for me. Second, it just resets me. It gets me into a very powerful state. I'm in a calm, relaxed state. My mind isn't racing. I'm thinking only of the now. And that's where the power is at. Your power, the essence, what really the creativeness, the energy, the electricity, the juice that is really going to create whatever it is you desire is all in the now. And so meditation really just stops me and puts me right in a good place to say, okay, this is it. I'm in the now and I'm focusing right here, right now, and I'm going to hone in my power state so that no matter what I do afterwards, I'm going to be really in a good, powerful state. And the third thing, it's just really relaxation, to calm the mind. And to really just give my mind a break. And most of the time I meditate in the morning. I usually get up around 4 or 5 in the morning. And I'll do my meditation about 45 minutes to an hour after I've been up. And it just helps me calm, reconnect, and just allow me just to give my mind a break. Even though you're like, you're just waking up. True. But if you know me, I used to have, I never was diagnosed, but I would probably have been diagnosed based on how I know what ADHD is. I was an ADHD child, so my mind doesn't take much for it to start racing. And so I utilize meditation as a tool to help keep me in a calmer state. Now, as I mentioned here before, you know, there's different techniques of meditation that you can definitely look at. There's a variety of them that are out there. And I've done pretty much every single one that I'm going to mention. And I have gotten benefits beyond belief with all of them. The first one that I said in my first episode we talked about was Kundalini. And again, Kundalini is really more like an upward meditation. It focuses on the rising stream of energy. Okay, so it has a meditation that's like the roots in both Buddhism and Hindu techniques. And in Sanskrit, it really translates to coiled. So it's a visualization about how to access your energy and really concentrate on the breathing as your energy flows from different centers of the body. And then all of a sudden, once your energy is felt, you can really start to get into altered states of consciousness because you start to feel the rhythmic aspect of life. And for me, Kundalini was unbelievable because altered states of consciousness I would get into a lot. And it's not like something where you're out of body. Those are different things. It's just you have a shift and you're in this place where like Deepak Chopra will call the gap. And for me, it's just nothingness. And it's you enter this space of just beautiful bliss and peace. And then you're like, you're connected. And so when you think of things, instantaneously you'll get answers. And you can guide yourself and direct yourself and weave yourself through things you've gone through, things that have occurred in your life, things you're working on, what inspirations you may want to work on. It's just an amazing place. And Kundalini is what got me there and taught me that. Now, you don't have to meditate for hours on this. Normally for me to get into that state, I've been practicing over 10 years now, so it takes about maybe no more than 5 to 10 minutes max, and I'm there, and it's just a beautiful bliss state. Other meditations you can do is things like guided visualization, and this can be for more like spiritual healing, stress relief, or personal development. It really comes from, inspiration comes from Buddha. He says, the mind is everything, what you think you become. And so you can really look at, so if you, vision boards, right? A lot of people started getting into the vision boards and visualization and the power of vision, visualization. And this is a really good one. When you have a guided visualization, you can think of things of your life, of what you want to achieve or be or become, and how you, what the reality you want to experience, and you can visualize it, seeing it happen, and you meditate on it, and you just sit there and just play it out in your head. Remember, meditatum, from the Latin word, means to ponder. So you kind of just focus in on one thing, and that one thing, you let that play out in your life, and you just continue moving forward with it to allow you to mass create this visualization, communicate with the visions of what you want to create in your experience, and continually to work on that to create an attraction to make it happen in your life. So I've done guided visualizations a ton of times. I love doing them when I'm looking for something I want to attract, something I want to create in my life, and so much more. And it's just unreal on the results. I mean, there's things like I get positive experiences, but my body releases chemicals that really give you a feeling of positivity. When I do that, it's kind of like I feel like I have the power back in my hands at creating the life I want, instead of being feeling powerless and just being a reaction to life. I'm actually creating the reactions that I want in my life, and I usually get there very easily when I do some guided visualization. So this is another amazing meditation I love. The next one that I like to talk about is something called Transcendental Meditation. This is pretty popular. Deepak Chopra is big on this. And Maharishi, he was the one who started this, said the purpose of Transcendental Meditation is the goal of it is to the state of enlightenment. This means we experience that inner calmness, that quiet state of least expectation, even when we are dynamically busy. And so basically how this looks is, in the Hindu tradition, is you sit in lotus, internally chant a mantra, and focus on the rising above the negativity of what you experience. But basically, how to learn how to do this, you want to use an expert guide, as highly recommended. There's a ton on internet nowadays to do this, retreats and all so forth, to really get into this transcendental meditation. And for me, I have gone back and forth with transcendental meditation. I have taken classes on transcendental meditations, online classes, and it's been a very powerful tool in my life, especially when it comes to things of negativity. I can't break through a pattern. Transcendental meditation just knows how to like sear through that and help me just reset and reconnect back to me with that peaceful bliss. You know, the true essence of who you are is peace and bliss. And so that peaceness, it's just, you got to connect back, and the more you can connect back to that peace, the more and more it'll be easier for you to have a more peaceful life. So I love TM, known as Transcendental Meditation. It's just awesome stuff, guys. I mean, there's so much more. Mindfulness is great. Mindfulness is a very easy way to do meditation. It's one of my favorites to do because you can meditate in so many different ways. This is, you know, when you do something with mindfulness, it's coming to really understanding at the moment where you are. It lets the mind wander and you accept any thoughts that come up, but understanding the present. You really stay in the moment. You're in the power of now. And the way people kind of practice this is you can do it by sitting, laying on your back and things like that. But you know, you have your eyes closed, you cross your legs if you can, or you make sure your back's straight. And you just pay attention to your breathing for the moment. And for a period of it, you're just focusing on your breath. And you're just trying to really focus and get to really on that aspect. But then you're going to have thoughts that come in and out. And all you're going to do is let them flow in and flow out, flow in and flow out, and just see them come and go. And this is really great. Whenever I have like anxiety or anxiousness, things like that, or I'm about to do a presentation, I'll tap into mindfulness real quick. And that's present moment, focusing right here, right now, pay attention to my breath, and really just hone in and just listen and be still. Now, you can do mindfulness in so many different ways. For men, I sometimes will tell them, hey, practice it with shaving. And you look and go, wait, that's not meditation. Yes, it is. It's a form of meditation. If you focus on the razor and you get hyper-focused on every single hair being shaved, that could be a form of meditation. Women could do the same thing. You can also do it when you eat, right? We all have to eat. So you can sit down and truly eat and just focus on what you're eating. Chew it 30, 40 times. Really let the flavors move around your mouth. I'm telling you, when people do that, they take in way more flavor and more enjoyment when it comes to eating. You can do this with drinking water or drinking something. You can do this with working. If you're in school, you can do this with your homework. You can do this in studying. It's just hyper focusing on one specific thing, and that's all you focus on. Any thoughts that come through, you just let them come in and come out. You don't give them attention. And that's how you can really tap into the power of now. I also used to teach ways you can just sit in a room and just be mindful of everything that's going on and try to pay attention to the most faintest sounds and just pay attention to the most faint ones that you can possibly can. And that's another way to mindful. So there's very different factors when it comes to mind meditations to work with. And there's many others, guys. There's one called Qigong, which I love because this is a method that improves your posture, respiration, and ability to relax with greater ease. It's one of the oldest forms of meditation that derives from ancient Chinese society. So this helps with health and wellness, and it helps to circulate your energy throughout the body and help rebalance your energy centers. And it's just really, really great. I have used this for stress and so many other different factors that truly help me in my life and to truly take my life to the next level and allow me to be the best I can be. Now, there are some other ones out there that you can do. Like another one is just, I talk about alter state to consciousness. You can go into what, when you really get into a deep state of meditation, you can really allow yourself, you'll start to get into states where, again, like I was explaining earlier, higher state where you're seeing things in a different perspective, but at a more higher level, you see things in more of a vast perspective. And that's an altered state of consciousness, and that's a meditation within itself. Now, there's other things you can do too, which is like focus meditation. When I first studied and started with meditation, I practiced what was called the candlelight meditation. And what you'll do is you light a candle about a good maybe 10 to 20 feet away from you. Dim the lights down. And you look at the candle, and all you do is focus on that candle for 10, 15 minutes. It's as simple as that. It's a focused meditation, and it will help you center yourself and get you into a state of place. You can do things like listening to ocean waves. You can do things like listening to a babbling brook. You can listen to your breathing, or you can focus on compassion, love, gratitude. I mean, focused meditations can go so many different ways. You can also do something which is called an activity-oriented meditation, or otherwise known as a moving meditation. This is where yoga comes in. You're in a flow as you move. One of the other things I forgot to mention when it comes to the mindfulness, you can do that in working out. I used to do this more when I was an undergrad, and I'm getting back into it, is where when I would work out, I would work in a mindfulness state to where I can feel every fiber, and I would work as hard as I can to become more aware and more sensitive to the fibers, and I'll feel every fiber of my muscles contracting. And what I would notice is I'd be done with the workout in a very calm state, a very peaceful state. And it was absolutely amazing. So I would utilize that in any way I possibly could to truly keep me in a meditated state as long as I could. Because for me, especially when I was 19, 20, chiropractic, I was just getting into it. My mind was just starting to learn how to focus better. But I needed other tools to help me in the process. And so I would use mindfulness aspects to really help me and use meditation and so forth to get me to those states. So those are just some of the things. Also with moving meditation, you can do walking. Just take a nice walk and feel the breeze, feel the senses of what's hitting your body. One of the Buddhist monks I studied, he would talk about that if you live in a city, everyone thinks you have to go away to a mountain in order to get peace, like some of these monks do. And the truth is, he says, if you live in the city, you actually have a better advantage and you can become more of a master in meditation. And the reason why is, if you ever go, like here, I live in Chicago, so if I go down to the city, there's a ton of noise out there. You got cars honking, braking, sirens, police stuff going on, there's noise everywhere. There is a ton of distractions that can pull you away from your peace. And so what's cool is, if you live near a big city, what I recommend is you start practicing meditation, go take a walk down to the city, and what I want you to do is you're just going to hone in on listening to the sounds. Don't get too overwhelmed, like, ooh, there's one, there's another, there's there. Just go, here comes the police car. You're hearing a train going by, and all of a sudden you're like, oh, I hear sirens now. And what you want to do is just see yourself experiencing those noises. Don't let them take over you. Don't be like, oh, here we go, another siren. Oh, here we go with this. Just go appreciate the sound. One of the meditations, and I'll end with this one here. One of the meditations I've done that I was reading a couple books, and they talked about sound could never exist without silence. And so if you're ever in a stressful situation or you've got an annoying voice, sometimes if you're on a plane, you have a crying baby and that annoys you, What you do is you focus not on the noise, shift your focus to the silence. And when you start focusing on the silence more, everything else becomes, you get into this like blissful state. That's like a focused meditation. And I actually would do that when I went to down in the city and I just take a nice walk. I would focus on the moments where there was no silence. And that's all I would focus on. And after about 15 minutes, I was like in a very nice, calm, blissful state. And I was like, wow, just focusing on sound, no sound. And so I was training my mind not to get distracted and just focus on the peace and silence. So that's just some of the basic techniques that are out there for you guys to try out and to really take your life and reconnect and empower yourself to recenter yourself, to be more connection with yourself brings more connection with others. It can only happen that way. And you can start utilizing. I use meditation not only to connect with myself, it's my relationship with me. I also use meditation for inspiration. I also use meditation to understand circumstances I'm going through. Let's say if I had an argument with my wife or just come up with a friend or something like that. I go into a meditative state to find out what is a different perspective. Because we get so caught up in our own realm, in our own mind, when it comes to just life in general. We think we're right all the time. And really, no one's right. It's more of just perspectives. And you want to look and see, okay, what could be the other perspective that person's going through? And as I go into that meditation, I'll always end up getting an answer about, okay, maybe this is where they're at, and I missed this, and what was my responsibility in this? And then I'll ask at the end, I always end with, like, what is one thing that I want to see that's more of a desired result? And then I try to work towards that as much as possible to make ends meet. So that's for meditation, guys. It's just great to utilize. It's absolutely amazing. But I wanted to share with you some of the awesome benefits. And like I said, some things you can do with this, guys. If you really want to have a massive list of the benefits of meditation, just type in Google and go into benefits of meditation. You can read all these. But, you know, one of the amazing things about meditation is it helps you become smarter, increases your intelligence. Because you aren't firing stress responses anymore in the brain. You're starting to get more into a balanced state. And when you do that, the mind can work better. Your memory works better. And now all of a sudden, you are a memory sharper. You're more intelligent. You retain information better and so much more. It makes you work efficiently. When I work with business executives and so forth, I always tell them, I'll ask the question, you want to have 30% more focus and 50% more productivity? And everyone raises their hand. No one ever says no to that. And so I always say, meditate. That's one of the best things you can do to help increase more focus and productivity. Now, the other thing I told you about what I use for meditation is creativity and problem solving with what I do with my own life. If I need some inspiration, looking to create a new product, program, or if I'm having issues in my life, you know, relationship-wise or so forth, I use that to help get answers with things. It helps me get to higher levels of consciousness. This is where it allows me to be able to tap into deeper levels. And we talked a little bit about that. You know, helps with emotions, guys. I can't tell you how much when I'm frustrated, I go into a meditation and I feel 10 times better after. And so it's really, really beneficial. Helps improve your personal relationships, your marital relationships, unbelievably. Because you start to see life in a different perspective of, you know, it's not all about what I'm seeing. If I, you know, like, for example, Tony Robbins always says, if you say something in communication and the other person didn't respond like you wanted them to, keep communicating until they do, because you're obviously not hitting and communicating properly to them. Now, what also it can help with, too, is life expectancy. Meditation decreases stress, and stress causes all, may I add, all conditioned illnesses and diseases in the body. So when you meditate, you can reduce it. And some research has even shown that mortality rates from various fatal heart conditions were cut by 48% with regular practice of meditation. How cool is that? It massively helps with pregnancy. Okay, so women who are pregnant, get into some meditation. It helps with the hormones and a lot of other variables and just keeping you in a calm state and a more connected state, which allows you to connect deeper with your baby. Brain coherence, it helps the brain to balance more and be more efficient. Especially with, you know, looking at different brain activities and you know, things doing as just basic tasks to more of the executive productive tasks that you got to do throughout the day. Good sleep massively helps. It calms you down. You have decreased stress. It means you're going to sleep better and deeper. It helps you increase your stress reserves to handle and respond to stress better. That's awesome with meditation. Glowing skin for all those women who like to worry about that. Other things, guys, I'm just going to quickly go through this. Things like stress and anxiety, heart disease and ailments, normalizes blood pressure, boosts your immune system, slows aging process, and so many more. I mean, anxiety, alcoholism, abuse, smoking, eating disorders, depression. So it's really, really something to highly engage in your life on a daily basis. We live in a world today where we are distracted by everything. Facebook, and I say fake book, but known as Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Vine, YouTube, Snapchat, and all these other social media outlets. You're just constantly, we're glued to our phones, all these notifications, always checking, seeing what's going on. And then we got emails. You're always checking emails. And then we're looking at what's newest news that's being popped up now. We have our phone has like, we're always constantly being bombarded and attracted to the phone and distracting us. We have TV shows we have to follow, Netflix, and we binge watch TV and all this. And guys, I'm not saying there's nothing wrong with these things. It's just that you got to create a balance with your life. And what happens in our lives today is we're just constantly being bombarded by distractions. And next thing you know, you're an hour on social media and you don't know where your time went. And instead, how about reconnecting back with yourself? Let's get back connected to nature and look and utilize meditation to help you in that process. See, meditation will allow you to still, there's times I go on Facebook every once in a while and just for whatever reasons, I want to surf for 10 minutes, see what's going on. I'll do that, but I don't make it, I keep it at a short period of time and I only allow that much time to do that because maybe I'm looking for what are some of my friends posting, what is some people I follow who share a lot of research. And I use it more on a productive level because I want to make sure that I am always, I keep it at a very short period of time. I don't try to get caught into things because again, with meditation, it'll keep you focused and increase your productivity. And so it's just really, really good. It makes you work very efficiently. So that is the essence of why, meditation, get it in your life. I know this has been a cliche, and if you're a patient listening, I know you've heard me say this multiple times, but here is some, I'm sharing this because I really want you to grasp and understand the depths of what meditation is, grasp and understand how it can totally transform your life and take your life to a whole nother level. And the beautiful thing is when you start to meditate on a daily basis and you truly start to connect with who you are, you can really start to take more control and more power of your life. And no matter what circumstances come your way, you're going to show up as the best version you possibly can so that you can spear through that, come with a very clear mind, and be able to respond in a way that's going to help you thrive in life rather than being more in a survival state like most of us are. So I want to thank you guys for checking out the podcast and checking out this. If you like it, please go ahead and throw us some reviews. Let us know that you loved it. And share this with someone who you may think needs to meditate. Maybe there's someone out there who you've been trying to tell. Let's say you meditate on a daily basis. You're like, man, I've been trying to get someone to meditate for the longest time. Share this podcast with them. I want to thank you guys again. And until next episode, keep rocking and rolling.
Shows, please visit www.empoweryourreality.com. I hope this show inspired you and added to your life to help you rediscover who you really are, to break through those limits. For connecting with us on social media, please check us out on Facebook at www.facebook.com/empoweryourreality. You can check us out on Twitter. Our handle is DrVic21. And also check us out on Instagram. It's instagram.com/DrVicManzo. And as always, if this show you found to be helpful for you, by paying it forward and sharing this podcast with someone that you know who could benefit from it. And last but not least, if you liked the podcast show, please give us a review. 5-star. We'd appreciate that. Thank you for listening to The Mindful Experiment, helping you discover